Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Every Monday at 4:22 p.m., we talk to Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. If you didn't know that, Tolos, make sure you set a reminder for every single Monday if you want to hear Grayson Mann and some really good Clemson conversation right here on the Fan Upstate. Grayson, let's start with this. The most ridiculous, the most outlandish overreaction you've seen from Clemson fans this weekend has been what?
Oh, it's interesting because I feel like I've seen it all this weekend. I really have. It's been something, Cole, really say it. Since Saturday, it feels like my phone has been an earthquake that won't stop shaking. And I don't know. I look at overreactions, and maybe the loudest one in the room that I've seen is probably the Fire Dabo ones, which would probably never happen. So if I had to choose one, I feel like a lot of the reactions from Clemson fans, which – maybe crazy for me to say, I feel like the frustration's pretty warranted right now. And so when I look at some of the reactions online asking for change and a lot of the things that we'll probably talk about today, maybe that one that I've mentioned is a little over the top. But overall, I've read a lot of comments. I've seen a lot of frustration. And I feel like a lot of it's valid.
Grayson, do you feel like that might be part of the problem in the fact that Dabo Swinney might be the only football coach in college football right now who knows that no matter what he does, he's never getting fired, right? I mean, Nick Saban was that guy before he ultimately left the profession. But Dabo has no pressure whatsoever from Graham Neff, and that's not something that any other coach in football can say. And, you know, you kind of get this, well, ho-hum, we're pretty good. I know we hadn't, played well, but we're a pretty good team. I mean, don't you think that there needs to be some pressure from up top from you know, Graham Neff and co?
I'm not going to speak on any conversations he and Dabo might have had, but I can sure tell you that there's pressure coming from the fan base. And that's a very loud group, very loud majority of folks that are angry and folks that have kind of seen months and months of anticipation and hype about this team. And on paper, when we listed everything out this summer, you felt like on paper, I stress that enough. It feels pretty jarring for the last 21 days of how much things have changed. But on paper, you looked at this in July and felt this team could make the playoffs. This team's got a favorable schedule, and 1-2, the loss to Troy could have easily made it 0-3. And so things have kind of snowballed in the wrong direction. It's just a ball that continues to pile up. And there's someone at the bottom of the hill that's seeing this thing charging down, and they don't have time to dive out of the way. So they're just kind of embracing their arms left and right and saying, let's just embrace the suck, as my strength coach used to say.
Grayson, I think I'm guilty of it too, in terms of buying into the hype a little bit or way too much from what we had in the offseason and what we heard. I want to ask you this, though. I think the fair question to ask is, for all of us, myself included, why were we buying into hype during the offseason? What did we see from 2024 against quality opponents that made us believe this was a national championship team and Heisman quarterback?
Yeah, we saw a quarterback that in multiple occasions, Clemson needed him at their bleakest hour. I look at the game against Pittsburgh. They're down 3 points on the road to a Pittsburgh team that had a lot of hype entering this year. And Klubnik drives down the distance of the field, 50-yard scramble, touchdown, impromptu moment. He gets it done. Virginia Tech, this team's reeling from a Louisville loss. Klubnik, a couple second-half touchdowns, gets it done in Blacksburg. Not an easy place to play. You have the ACC championship. Klubnik puts up 34 points. ACC championship MVP, multiple ACC championship spots. He's been the best player on the field. Texas, where Texas knows they're going to throw the football because Phil Maffa is basically a limping horse in the barn. And he goes out there and puts on a show. And so all the players that had come back, TJ Parker, Peter Woods, Antonio Williams, who's hurt still, Cade Klubnik, a lot of national hype as well that hasn't really been seen at Clemson. Even in years past where maybe locally the team and local fans thought, hey, this could be pretty good. Feels like the national media was pushing that. Now, I'm not assessing blame by any means, but it feels like collectively, everywhere you look, Clemson was the media darling, and all of a sudden that's fallen apart. So on paper, this team looked like it had the right pieces, and it felt like Dabo had finally put it all together, but some of the same issues that we talked about from last year, 2023, 2022, they're still prevalent, and that's a big problem.
Grayson, benching Bryce Young seemed to work for him in the second half of the season last night for the Carolina Panthers. Is there any indication, you would know better thinking back on the entirety of Cade Klubnik's career, where Dabo has pulled him from games and Cade's reaction after finally getting back in?
There hasn't been a moment in my mind where it's felt like Klubnik was, even in 23 when things were really bleak, it felt like Klubnik was only coming out if he was hurt or Clemson had designed something for Vezina like we saw against Troy. But I have said, and I said this morning on our podcast on TigerNet, that if things go sideways again on Saturday, then I think you got to throw 17 out there and see what you can do. I think that there's a, at that point, and by I mean sideways, I mean things have gotten really disastrous. And at that point, when you're 1-3, the season's over. And throwing Vezina out there helps you study data for 2026. And so that's the conversations we got to have at this point with this team. And it may sound harsh. It may sound like things have gotten really bleak where your millionaire quarterback that's getting paid a lot of money is all of a sudden not really the option for the team, may not be the best option for the team 4-3 games in. So it's a pretty sobering reality after he was one of the Heisman front runners entering 2025. And you look across the country too, expectations have been the Achilles heel for other quarterbacks. Arch Manning has not looked the part. Cade Klubnik has not looked the part. Garrett Nussmeier struggled outside the gate out of maybe a couple drives against Clemson. So not a great year for quarterbacks in that top three there. But that's my opinion that some may agree. The leading man probably certainly disagrees with what I have to say. But at some point, you got to try something new.
Grayson, you mentioned there in that answer that if they were to lose to Syracuse, they'd have 3 losses and the season would be over. So let me ask you this. Does that mean that if and when that 3rd loss comes at whatever point in the season, it's a wash, so you should go ahead and start planning for 2026?
That's just my personal opinion. I think that in 2022, after that Syracuse game, when it looked pretty apparent that DJ had lost a step and it was time, Klubnik came in, won you that game with a lot of energy. Now, granted, they just ran the football down Syracuse's throat that afternoon, but Klubnik provided you something. The team played with a little bit more energy. And whenever you have to bench a quarterback, the team usually plays a little bit better that next week because everybody's on notice at that point. Now, it stinks that we're having to have this conversation about Klubnik, a quarterback that we've seen play really well, and we've sat here and done this segment in the past or at any other point and talked about, man, Klubnik was brilliant on Saturday, or he really made some plays for them to win. That hasn't been the case this year. And for a third-year starting quarterback with a third-year offense and a third-year offensive coordinator, yes, Riley's play calling hasn't been great, but there are players that are open. There are guys that you rewatch the game and certain reads are being stared down. There are certain turnovers that can't happen with Klubnik.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm Nick at the helm. And so there's just, at some point, you got to find how long is the leash and what does this team need to get that shot in the arm that it desperately needs.
Find him on Twitter at gray_man21. You mentioned his name, so let's park on Garrett Riley here for just a second. I asked you a couple of weeks ago if you thought Garrett Riley would be the OC at Clemson next year. Now we're looking at things through a different lens. And things have not gone well.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a ludicrous statement to make that maybe at the end of the season, if things don't improve, they may move on from Garrett Riley?
I think we were talking about if he could be a head coach somewhere, which is crazy how things change, right?
Yeah.
It's what results do. And I think for Riley, it's a contract year and hasn't so far performed up to the standard that maybe fans had hoped for. Now, I will say, I would love to see what he could do with a different quarterback because we've only seen one. And maybe there's a little bit more he can do with a different playmaker, a Tate Reynolds that he's recruited that I really like, a really raw prospect, but under the right coaching, keyword the development right there for him, I think it'd be really good. Kareem Hewley, 2027, really likes Garrett Riley and really likes what he could do with this Clemson offense. So maybe looking down the road with some of these potential freshmen coming in, say maybe we got to give it a little bit more. And so you have that leeway there. But it's an interesting conversation, again, that we're having. Is these are the questions that we are pondering and answering here on September 15th instead of maybe November 15th.
Yeah.
It caught up a lot quicker. And I think we had said in Charlotte that 1-2 was potentially on the table for this team, but it could have looked a lot different. And there could have been that mulligan of, well, they did beat the living you-know-what out of Troy. And, man, that LSU game just came down to – and we've said Sweeney has said it's come down to a few plays, but they're also a few plays away from 8-0-3. So I don't really, I don't buy into that one for sure.
So Grayson, it kind of reminds me, and it works well since you're a Patriots fan. It kind of reminds me of the is it or was it Brady or was it Belichick? Right, when it comes to Riley and Klubnik. You're saying that there's, you know, and I think other Clemson fans would agree with you that maybe let's see what another quarterback looks like under Garrett Riley. And I guess that kind of begs the question of, are we saying that it's more on Klubnik in your mind?
I do. I am saying that. I've watched the last three games multiple times. And the conclusion that I think LSU, you could pin a lot of that on the offensive line and the protection. And that only holds up so true if on Saturday we're against Georgia Tech. I thought the protection was fine. I thought that combination played really well and gave Klubnik a lot of time, but the offense was hot and cold. There were moments where Klubnik made plays and made open throws. The one to Wesco where he ended up doing the rest himself, read the field well, scanned it, made a couple of big third down throws. But there's still some of those same mistakes that we've done this for three games now and had the same sort of complaints.
So if it's on Klubnik, didn't mean to cut you off, but if it's on Klubnik, kind of a follow-up, just a curiosity question. I think Clemson fans want to know this as well. If it's more on Klubnik from what you're seeing when you watch the game and then go back and watch it, what is it exactly that you're seeing that others that you talk to see as well as to why he just simply isn't getting it done?
It seems to be a mental thing. Because I think the talent's there that we've seen it at some points, but there's a lot of the same habits and mistakes. And one of the things that really caught my eye and caught my ear was when Sweeney talked about some of the habits that Cade Klubnik had in the LSU game and said, I don't know where that came from. That feels like something from his the first few starts that he had as a sophomore, where the feet in the pocket aren't all there. Maybe he's staring down a read or two. And there was one to Josh Sapp against LSU where it was double coverage, but he's looking at it the whole time and still throws it anyways. And I'm thinking, that's a senior quarterback. That's a third-year starter. I don't know where that throw's coming from a guy that I've seen make layered throws against Texas in the playoffs. So there's this jarring reality of, I've seen it on the other side, so I don't know where these habits are coming from. And so it's a really confusing and it's jarring is the word. Cold to really think about it, but it's these same habits for the last three games where it's just a little bit frustrating. And I feel for the fans. I really do. It's a frustrating thing to have to process.
Grayson, you pointed out there that Dabo is getting pressure and heat from the fans. I don't know how much of that he hears and how much of that he is insulated away from. But the Clemson media has been criticized quite heavily in the past and on this show about an hour ago for sometimes taking it a little too easy on Dabo and kind of asking the softball questions. He's got a media availability tomorrow. Do you think that there's a chance that the tenor of those media availability sessions changes if this play continues over the course of this season?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I will say, though, that the guys that are on this beat do a fantastic job. A lot of them really do. And so I think that comment's usually frustration, just because there's a certain way, and we'd seen it with, unfortunately, sometimes you ask the hard question and the coach and Brian Kelly ends up throwing a tirade in front of your colleagues. So there's a tough balancing act. And usually, and sometimes with these situations, in Sweeney's case and in our case, we ask the tough question. The relationship usually clashes. There's bound to be moments like that. So could things get contentious? Potentially. But I think what we'll do as a collective beat is we'll ask the necessary questions, and maybe fans won't like it. Maybe they do. And I think that's just up to them. But overall, I think this beat does do a pretty good job of evaluating this team. And I think questions and the opinion of that's pretty subjective, depending on who you ask.
One of our Tolos on the stream asked about if we could ask you, Grayson, on why Gideon Davidson hasn't seen much playing time.
Yeah, I think it's just the playbook for him and still trying to grow into it. Randall really hasn't been one that has dictated we really got to get him off the field. Felt like Randall's been Clemson's spark plug for the last few weeks. Against Troy, several plays that Randall made that opened in that second half that gave Clemson their only win of the season thus far. And then on 3rd and 22, as you guys know, if you're running the football on 3rd and 22, you're essentially waving the white flag on that drive. And you're just trying to prevent a disastrous play. And Randall takes it 30 yards. And so there's been a lot of positives from 8. But, yeah, I think Davidson's a heck of a ball player and someone that Sweeney said before fall. I think it was either fall camp or before we really got into the weeds of the season that Davidson was the best high school back in the country his senior year. So I think for him, it's just going to come down to the coach's trust. A lot of that's going to come down to blocking specifically, sort of the nuances of the position. But overall, I think that the rotation to the question, I'd like to see more out of Davidson, especially with the way the season's going. It's all about data points from here on out and trying to figure out what is valuable to this group and this roster for next year, potentially, especially if Saturday continues in this trend.
Grayson, you're the best. Appreciate your time. And hit Dabo with a tough one tomorrow, would you?
I'll do it for you, Diesel. Just for you, buddy.
Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. Always appreciate him and his time on the show. He is fantastic. And as Diesel said, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, on X. Do it right now and let him know you heard him on the Fan Upstate. It's Gray_Man21. That's with two N's. Gray_MANN21 is where you can give him a follow on Twitter, on X.
And you heard me bring it up earlier at the tail end of the last segment. Now's your chance. Tolo's be caller number 5 at 844-326-3663 for your chance to win 2 tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra Friday, December 12th at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville. Caller number 5 again at 844-326-3663. Gonna score those tickets. When we come back, two head coaches got the axe this weekend, and it's triggering a really interesting new caveat and part of the House versus NCAA settlement. We'll talk about that next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.